Bless the Lord, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. May the name of the Lord be praised. 50 years to our great God Creator is but a moment of time. To us, it is a lifetime. Our thoughts go back 50 years. Those of you who are old enough may recall, but God has His timing. For such a time as this, the Lord raised the college. I say, firstly, it is the Lord's college, and it is a very rash for anything, any man, to try and attack and destroy the college. And this is what almost happened as the story unfolds. God raised this college for such a time as this. This, as you realize, is taken from the book of Esther. How God used a slave girl to deliver the entire Jewish nation from destruction. So God has raised a college for such a time as this to just simply stand for the truth of God. To do that, God raised a man known to most of you, perhaps not to some. To me, he is Big Brother. We are still old-fashioned. In our family, the hierarchy is very strict. I'm number three, so all those younger than me never call me by name. Never. I was aghast when I went to Australia. No, sorry, America. And the son came home and said, "Hello, Len." Who was Len? The father. He was Alan. The father was Alan. Now, how do this friendship? What is Len and what is Alan? In our family, Big Brother is always Big Brother, never changes. And most of the time he is the chief, because we live with grandfather. So there is no father around to be the chief. In our life, there intervened the event, I would say epochal event. One event that never happened before and never will happen again. Those who tried to imitate John Tsung failed miserably, totally. They think if they wear a Chinese cheongsam and do the same kind of antics that he did, surely the people will be revived. Far from it. John Tsung was a different man. Now, where am I? Son of a mother's vow. How many of you have mothers who vowed, say, "Thank you, Lord, for giving me a son," like Hannah, because she longed for a son that she could not get. When the son came, he says, "This son is lend to the Lord. So was Big Brother. So when we attended Dr. John Sung in 1935, when Dr. Sung called for consecration, come to the front, there was Big Brother. Just right then, right away, he says, in my heart, it was crystal clear that God had given me to the Lord, and therefore I should be a pastor. This was 1935. But you know, Satan hinders. In every good work that you try to do, there is always Satan going to do something to obstruct. Satan hindered us. For all our life as students, we sang God Save the King and then the Queen. Suddenly, all that collapsed. The British Empire was no more. All of us began to study Nippongo and to bow towards Tokyo. Amazing. No thanks to the Japanese. They thought they were going to be masters of Southeast Asia forever. At least they thought so. And so Big Brother was chosen to study to be a magistrate and to be a judge. So he went through 2 years of law. Now this history is very clear to me because I worked in the same place as he did, the Japanese Supreme Court. I was a junior clerk. So at the end of the war, in 1945, one bomb and the Japanese collapsed. Sorry, two bombs. So the idea of a South, greater East Asia co-prosperity sphere fizzled into nothing. Now, what does Big Brother do anymore? At that time, no more Japanese hopes. Okay, I have 2 years of law. I'm going to London to complete the training. That is logical. And I say, Satan hindered us. Son of a mother's vow was suddenly headed for England. Everything was set, including the ticket was bought. Ticket to go by boat, you know. Those days, nobody flew. Today, everybody flies. How does God intervene? By death. It is something that is irresistible. When it comes, it is with deadly suddenness and finality. Mother died. Mother. Mother was never sick. Brought up 8 children in the days of good family planning. 8 children. Suddenly she was gone. Brother was shaken a little, but he recomposed himself. I must go. But our God is not easily outwitted. God took number 2 life, his favorite daughter of 7 months was gone. Suddenly in 5 weeks' time after mother, gone again, I tell you, it is an amazing hand of God. The child suffered from a condition that I've never seen in all my medical practice. Never. A condition of reverse contraction of the intestines. Has anyone here ever seen such a case? It's called intussusception. Suddenly the child was vomiting and could not eat. So they operated and she died. God spoke. The second death broke all his ideas of London. Everything fell through. Instantly he rose, he woke up. What am I doing? Going to London? Am I not a son of my mother's vow? So he turned around. Instead of London, he went to America. No more man's law. No more. From London University, he turned to America. And there he went to the Faith Theological Seminary, which, by the way, by today has more or less collapsed. So from now on, this was 1946. 46, can you all imagine the time? To Faith Seminary, and only to study God's law. Thank God for FEBC. If he had not gone there, there would not be FEBC. So mother's vow worked. Now the Bible College has the spirit of three people. Big brother, Timothy, John Sung, because from him we received much spiritual heritage. As we shall see, those of you who do not know, please read The Asian Awakening, the story of John Sung, how he evangelized China. Can you imagine the length and breadth of China with its billion people? Wherever he went, thousands came, thousands and hundreds repented. When our workers went into China, when the bamboo curtain was lifted a little, everywhere they went, those who were fervently serving the Lord date back to John Sung. When I preached in Bangkok, I was marveled. I said to my host, how is it your church is so fervent? Mother was revived by John Sung. And this is the result. Again, I went to Surabaya, and when I preached, when the chairman says, let's pray, 500 people prayed. The roof nearly fell down. John Sung's style. When John Sung says, let us pray, everybody prays. You try it today. Nobody dares to pray. Spirit of Carl McIntyre. He's only a name. But to me and to Big Brother, he was the hero. Hero of the 16th century Reformation. Do you know today the Reformation is a bad word? Protestant churches which come from the Reformation, who come out of the Reformation, think it's all a misunderstanding. Through years of brainwashing, they do not know what the Reformation is all about. A misunderstanding, a stupid quarrel in the family, best forgotten. That's why churches today do not think, do not talk, do not remember God's wonder-working power of the Reformation. So, you see, the spirit of three people, definitely and strongly imprinted in FEBC. I must show you this picture of John Sung, those of you who have never seen him. You may think he's a big giant of a man. He's not big. But when he preaches, it is big. People come to the front and weep in tears. Not laughing revival, but weeping revival. They come to the front for what? To acknowledge their sins and to make retribution wherever he went. Now, he was no orator in the classical style of the word oratory. No. He just preached the word of God, the Gospels. Out of those stories, thousands were saved. That's John Sung. How we wish God would raise another John Sung. Is that possible? God knows. Now, it is from Dr. John Sung that I heard this. Those of you who can read Chinese, if you can't, I'll say it for you. Gui tao, gui nao, jiang gui tao. I was 10 years old. What did I understand? I understood this. For the first time, he told the people, not all churches are churches. Not all preachers are preachers. There are some people with theological degrees who are preaching devil's doctrines. Can it be? This is the problem today. From then till now, it's much, much worse today than in John Sung's time. How did he know? He went to the top theological seminary in New York. And after he had gone through, he went straight to the principal and says, "You have given us devil doctrine." The principal says, "Calm down, young man, calm down." He wrote and certified him mad and he went to lunatic asylum for 193 days. And there in the asylum, the Lord met with him. He read his Bible and made notes 40 times through the Bible, his style. I don't know how to do it in 40 times in 993 days. Do you know that we are sitting here in John Sung Memorial Chapel? There is a plaque with these words outside there. In 15 flaming years, John Sung blazed the gospel trail throughout the length and breadth of China and Southeast Asia, turning thousands in repentance toward God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. This is John Sung Auditorium. So that we never forget how God blessed Singapore and this part of Asia. It was my joy and blessing to have met this man called Carl McIntyre. Again, he's one who was raised of God for such a time as this. To all of you, or to most of you here, he'll be only a name. What is he known for? He's a theologian. He's a pastor of a church. But the one thing he did was to tell the people of America, never forget the Reformation. For the Reformation is the mother of our Protestant churches. If not for the Reformation, we'll still be in Roman darkness. Do you know this, dear friends? If not for the Reformation, and we go back to the Bible, we'll all think there is only one church, as claimed by the Roman church today. We are the church, we are the mother church. you Bible Presbyterians, you are incomplete. Because without mother, you are no church. So this is the problem. 16th century Reformation gave rise to all the Protestant churches. Problem today is that the majority of these churches have forgotten their roots. Forgotten. What happened? Satan is working overtime. Yes. People think they, how sad to leave Rome. We must go back. In the last century, every Protestant church, except a few, has promised to go back to Rome. Do you know that? We don't know. And you think all is well, all is not well. Dear friends, thank God for the Reformation. It is the only time in thousands of years that God sent the truth in one Bible, which I will show you. The mother of Protestant churches came from the Reformation. And I say, never forget, lest we forget. Always remember, Reformation was God's hand of mercy. From the Reformation came one Bible. One Bible, the King James Bible. King James of Scotland became King James of England. And he took on himself to direct the translation of the Word of God from the original languages into English. And he directed the operation. Thank God it was King James, because he was tutored and brought up under the Calvinists, same as we and Big Brother were also brought up. Calvin, the doctrine of the Word of God under Calvin. So he came and he was very Protestant. So he made sure this was King James Bible, was a real Protestant Bible. Do you understand this? Read the history of how we got the King James Bible. Then you will never want to give up the King James Bible. Only the King James Bible had translators who were burned by the Rome. Do you know this? Only the King James Bible. Translators, four of them, were all suffered, all of them suffered the flames of Rome. And those who read the Bible or promoted the Bible were burned or killed or tortured by the hundreds of them. All because they love the King James Bible. Do you love the King James Bible? The Bible Presbyterian Church, our BP Church, began with King James Bible. By today, many of the BP churches don't use King James Bible anymore. Do you know this? They call themselves BP. There are no more BPs. Yes, they're using NIV, RSV, New King James. Wow, they say, I thought it was, must be very good. New King James. Therein is the deception. Dear friends, and I tell you the last thing you ought to know about the King James Bible. It is the only Bible prohibited by the Roman Church from being used. Do you know this? The only Bible proscribed. You know what is proscribed? Banned by the Church of Rome. But because it is the Reformation Bible. It is true to the Word of God. Now I say, FEBC is God's college. Don't touch it. Don't try and mess or to destroy it. You'll fail badly. But God intervenes in the history of this college by death, as I'm going to show you now. This was the year 1965. We had planned a Bible camp up in Cameron Highlands, the first time ever. No more in the lowlands. We are going up to the highlands. Out of the last village called Bidor. Some of you from Malaysia will understand that village. Out of that village, the leading car head-on crashed against a log-carrying lorry. They contained Mrs. Timothy Toh and the favorite daughter, Leanne. On the spot, three people were killed instantly. This kind of death is painless, as far as my medical training tells me. Because it is sudden and instant. You just go. Yes. If there's any pain or sensation, it is gone in the flesh. So gone in the flesh. God intervened. Second time. First time was mother and daughter. Second time was wife and daughter. It's not a light thing, dear friends, but something that really hit. And what year was it? 3 years after the Bible College was formed. 3 years. Bible College was formed in 1962. This happened in 1965. Now, I went through all of this, except that I was not in the car. Here is Mrs. Timothy Toh, number one. Yes, she is reputed to be a beauty queen. So she was. But she was a nurse midwife. And she worked in my hospital, KK Hospital. So oftentimes, she would pass by my office, drop in and have a word. Contribution to the Bible College? Nil. Nil. Because she is busy. So, Big Brother is lacking the right hand. She's doing, helping to deliver the 40,000 births a year that I was helping to do for Singapore. Then we had birth control campaign. Two's enough. Oh, the people says, no, not enough. Zero is enough. So nowadays, the government is scratching his head. What to do? People who don't want to have babies anymore. In Singapore, that is the new style. So, God says enough is enough. God took away Mrs. Nancy Toh. Her years were 1940 to 1965. Instantly, she was away. And this caused the entry of Mrs. Toh second. Yes. Presently, she's with us. And she's doing a magnificent job, which first Mrs. Toh could not do. Do you follow? God intervened for the college. So Mrs. Ivy Toh comes in, first student of Big Brother, first student. She said, after the first term, the college had only three students. And someone whispered to her, hey, you better leave the college. It's a sinking ship. Now, my dear friends, God raised her to be Mrs. Bible College. I say God intervenes. God intervenes. Do you follow? Second time. By what? By death. Amazing. Mother, daughter, wife, daughter. Now, more serious things. The Bible College offers these three major courses of study. The normal academic courses that entitle you to wear the mortarboard. Then there are night classes. And now, as mentioned just now, online courses. How that by using the computer method, lessons can be beamed to any country in the world. So Bible College, FEBC, presses toward the mark to produce God-fearing men and women, not just with knowledge in the head, but knowledge in the heart, to go and earnestly contend for the faith. And in order for this to go on, I say thank God for a faithful faculty. Yes, the faculty. Who are the faculty? About a dozen of them. People who give their heart and life and soul and blood and tears and sweat to teach and train men and women in the Word of God. You say, can't they do it in Trinity? Can't they do it in other places? Ah, dear friends, please remember what I said to you just now. You go there, you go in, believing the word, you come out no more. Believing devil's doctrines. This is the problem today. Which Bible college is teaching the Bible, really? Instead of which Bible colleges teach devil doctrines? Amazing! Can it be? Thank God for a faithful faculty who hold forth the word of life. By the way, this is Big Brother's founding verse. When we started in 1950, Prinsep Street, as a branch, the English branch of Teochew Semya Teng, Philippians 2:16, holding for the word of life. Thank God for a faithful faculty that is fighting the good fight of faith. I was so delighted when the principal said, we have a program to encourage and to help Bible colleges elsewhere. This is called the Bible College Movement. Do you know the Bible College is the mother of the church? Without the Bible College to continually train people faithful to the Bible, there will be no churches in a short time. Because people grow old, people die. Preachers die. Churches close down. The Bible College movement has gone to Indonesia, Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, Australia, Kenya, Ethiopia, Tanzania. God is using the Bible College to be the beginner, the beginning of a Bible College movement. And I want to, before we leave this, impress on your minds, you say, why are we so old-fashioned? The King James Bible is so many hundred years old, 400 years old, 500 years old, out of date. Dear friends, God's word is ever fresh, never out of date, like old wine. I don't drink, but I heard it's old wine is very powerful. God gave only King James Bible, and it is the only Bible prohibited from reading in the Roman Catholic Church. Do you know that? The word is inspired and preserved. Inspired, 2 Timothy 2:16, right? All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, everything. Okay. It is inspired. All scripture. Do you have the inspired original copies? Answer is no. Autographs are gone, all gone. What do we have today? We have copies only. Manuscripts are called copies. And these were preserved by God Himself so that we can take those copies in Hebrew and Greek and say, this is God's infallible word. So this is where the preservation comes from. Now this is the bone of contention with the Life Church pastors and elders. Who are they? They were brought in and nurtured and trained by Big Brother. Suddenly they turn on the master and ready to kill him. Amazing, amazing. It's good we know. Just a very quick revision. How we got the Bible. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Inspiration is VPI. It is in the original Bible Presbyterian Church Constitution. Do you know that? It is there. But it stops there. Doesn't say a word about preservation. What is the use of inspiration without preservation? Because we don't have the original copies which were inspired. You need the copies to be preserved. This is where the problem arose. God inspired the original autographs. God also preserved. Do you think that God will give you copies that are full of errors? Not full of errors necessarily, but have errors, contain errors. What do you think? If my God gives me those scripts and say, look, there are some errors, never mind, just a few. These will be disastrous. And then you say, my God gave me a Bible that is faulty. Faulted. Parts of it true, parts of it not true. Which part are true? Dear friends, this is where we part company with those who are attacking the Word of God. You know, I wrote a little book called Beyond Versions, and in that book it is shown clearly, again and again, God gave copies that are preserved. But a few years later, when it was being taught in the Bible college, the pastors, assistant pastors, and the elders of the church, which housed the college, say, we don't believe it. And fought with the pastor. This is the problem. The apographs or the copies of manuscripts are perfectly preserved. This is our stand. I hope it is your stand. For God preserved, if not, give you a faulted and a erroneous copy. What for? What for? So we have verbal plenary. Verbal means all the words. Plenary means every word. Preservation, you know what it means. So that makes VPP. Now this Life Church leader says, hey, to the pastor, you're teaching heresy. It is not true. So that became a court case. I say, dear friends, now this is the contention between pastor. I asked my brother, I say, big brother, why did you ever resign? He says, every session meeting, they bully. I could not take it, so I resigned. And you don't resign and do nothing. He resigned and began a new church, True Life Bible Presbyterian Church. I tell you, that is another wonder story. They booked and got the premises, just finished renovation. And as soon as they booked it, another group came and said, we want to borrow, rent the premises. Too late. God is good. So the Life Church pastors and elders took a lawsuit. Do you know what is a lawsuit? It's not play, you know. You pay big money to have a law court activated for you to use. And each side has lawyers to go there to fight your case. You all have read about the City Harvest. Per defendant, per lawyer, at least 1 million. Six million. How many millions did we spend? I don't know. Because in the case, the loser pays. And they thought they won the case. No, dear friends. Let's see what God's word says. Isaiah says, even an ass knows the master and is loyal to the master. But these people in Life Church don't know their master. The one who brought them in, who taught them, who nurtured them, who encouraged them, who saw them grow up. Once they are big enough, they say, out you go. There is a story in China that the company grew so big. The son said, hey, old man, no use anymore. Let's throw him down the river. So they put the old man in a zhulong, you know it's zhulong, a cage for pigs. So put the old man there and carried him to the top of the bridge, going to throw him into the river to drown. At the top of the bridge, the grandsons said to the sons, hey, father, save the zhulong. What for? Ah, when your turn comes, we can use it. We had an agreement. You know, I told Big Brother in the old days, I said, you share premises with Life Church. Church and Life Church and college are different. College is not church. Church is not college. Today, you wear two caps. You are pastor of church. You are principal of college. It's all right. Because you are heading both organizations. Supposing one day you don't, what will happen? We must have an agreement. We drew up an agreement. I was chairman. Two other signatories, three elders and one pastor. I will not mention the names. To ensure that this arrangement would go on peacefully, when it came to the division, the Life Church pastors and elders said, no agreement. No, it is only a MOU. No, no, it's MOU. Memorandum of understanding. It's only a small scrap of paper to say we'll be friends when we are friends. We are not friends, we are not friends. So, they denied it was agreement. Dear friends, can there be such a thing? It's all stated there, agreement. I don't understand my English, no. I may be old, but I still understand English. So they said, it is not agreement. Therefore, we forget about the agreement. All we want is to evict. This old man is no use. Kick him out. But, you know, the ultimate result is When the appeal came, went up to the Supreme Court, three judges ruled unanimously the Bible College has equal share of the property. Therefore, continue to use. God intervenes with death. I say the strain of the whole thing is too much for the son of a mother's vow. Why should he, at his evening year, tolerate this kind of nonsense? Boys whom he brought in grew up to be assistants, to undercut him and to kick him out. He continued, and his parting verse, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Yes, he has finished his course. It was a weekly event. I took him out every Thursday to Regent Hotel because the food there somehow is good for him. He eats Thursday, every Thursday for months. That Thursday, he went home. Sunday, Monday morning, I had a call. 3 days before the next appointment. 5 to 6, 10 to 6, Mrs. Ivito called me. Your brother is not very well. I said, go to hospital, I'll see him there. 10 minutes later, phone rang. Your brother is gone. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I've kept the faith. God called. I say, no more to stay on earth, to endure the eviction, the thought of eviction. Many times when my faith was weak, I told brother, let's move out. Never mind, give them the property. He says, but this was where I was nurtured. The Bible College grew up here, was born here. And they say, you get out. God intervened by the third death of Big Brother himself. I say, my prayer. Do you know want to know what my prayer is? I can go like brother. 10 minutes time. Please see me. 10 minutes time, he says, no need to see me anymore. So instead of fighting back, he says, no. Yes, I have better things to do. I start a new church. I'm very blessed and impressed with True Life BP Church. And it is always a pleasure to go there and to share the word of God. And every time there's Big Brother sitting down, appreciating. God is good, and he uses event of death to accomplish his purpose. So instead of moping and doing nothing, and he started True Life Church. I was so blessed. When you hear the True Life Choir combined with the Bible College Choir, the two of them, your heart will melt. Yes. Here is the final act of Big Brother. And he left a parting verse to those who are interested. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Amen. This is the story of Far Eastern Bible College. May I request that you remember this college, to pray for this college, that God will use this college to produce more faithful servants. Let us pray. Our God and our Savior, hear our prayer and bless this congregation, that those who have heard the story of how Thou didst raise and intervene in the cause of this college be moved to press on with the work that Thou hast given us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
We thank God for